Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In case you haven't heard it today, you look nice. And no one can notice the coffee spill on your pants. We'll cover you at the Jeff and Jen Show.
On Star 94.1.
Hey, Kellyanne, who is it that you're confessing your crush to today?
She's actually an employee of mine. And all of my friends and stuff in the neighborhood, and I'm sure he listens to the show. So if this all goes horribly awry, I am sure he will quit.
Oh, man. Okay.
No pressure, guys.
No kidding. So who is this guy? Like, what's got you crushing on him?
So his name is Christian, and he is just the kindest soul of a human that I've ever met. He's just so positive, and he's hardworking, and he's the lawn guy, and he tends to my garden, and like most of the people in our neighborhood use him too because I've recommended him to everyone. He's the absolute best at his job. Like, he is an artist when it comes to like gardening and all that stuff.
Wow,
she's been watching him use his hands.
Yeah,
she likes she likes how he handles that hoe.
And he's just such a great guy, too, on top of that. Like, he's the full package.
Do you know for a fact that he's single, or do you just have your fingers crossed?
Oh, my gosh. I have all my fingers crossed. I have no idea.
Okay. Wow. So he is not your employee in the typical sense.
Yeah, I've hired him. He comes by once a week. Like, when there was an emergency, one of our trees, like, fell in the yard, and he just, like, came over and took care of it. You know?
Okay, gotcha. Okay, because I was nervous at first, but now I'm feeling good about the lawn guy.
You liked how in an emergency situation he handled that wood, huh?
I mean, that's one way I guess you could say.
The tree. What?
Okay, so
the tree.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
What does he look like?
I feel like I'm one of those Desperate Housewives, you know, that old show where it's just like, oh, he's so beautiful, and he obviously works out. He's a runner. He has beautiful eyes and just... I don't know how a person who, like, works outside so much isn't, like, sunburnt and, like, you know, looks all crusty and dirty. Like, he looks good. He glistens. He's one of those.
She's like, do you need to come inside and get some air conditioning?
I bring him so many glasses of water.
Hilarious.
I know how embarrassing it is, but he hasn't said anything. So, like, maybe we're vibing. I don't know. I'm terrible at reading these things.
So when he comes over to mow your lawn, what what kind of interactions do you guys have?
Just for the record, when Jen said mow your lawn, she also, like, raised her eyebrows and winked at the room. Like, like that's some sort of code or something.
I didn't say trim her bush.
Jen!
I said, mow her lawn. So he's really friendly. He's super hot. And you just think he's a really great guy.
Yeah.
Overall.
But you're also convinced that if you confess this to him and he's not into it, what's going to make him bounce?
Just this creepy lady. And I was like, oh, that's what all this water means. She's not concerned about my hydration in the sun. The water lies, you know?
Well, hang on the line. We're going to call Christian, and we'll find out if he's interested to know who's got a crush on him. If he is single and says yes, then you have to confess it live on the radio, okay?
Okay.
And if it goes sideways, you'll never be able to innocently say, like, hey, do you want me to hold your tool for a second? Without it being, like, super awkward and weird.
I'm sure he's going to run, and then I'll just have the worst lawn in the neighborhood. I know. I'll accept it.
Well, hang on for us, and we're going to call Christian.
Okay.
Hey, this is Christian.
Hey, Christian. This is Jeff from the Jeff and Jen Show. Thank you for agreeing to answer our call today. And a really quick question just to start things off super awkward. Are you currently dating anyone?
I'm single, and I mean, dating, I just have a hard time dating. I don't know what it is.
Cool. Are you interested, though? If you found, like, a great woman, would you?
Yeah, of course.
Well, Christian, then we're calling with really great news. Somebody out there has a big crush on you.
Oh, Really?
Yes. She thinks you are a really great guy, super friendly, super hot, and is just really loves being able to spend some time with you and just is just got this cheek blushing crush on you.
That's awesome.
That might be the first authentic dude response we've gotten. Where he's just like, ha ha, yeah. Awesome. Right.
So would you want to find out who this is that has a crush on you?
Yeah. Let's see what's going on here.
If we're going to provide you with this information, you've got to provide Kelly Cheese with a little bit of information, okay?
You actually have to give me two things, because when Jen said that someone has a crush on you, I know you thought of one name instantly. So I want to know who that is, and then I want to know who you hope it is that has a crush on you.
Man.
We can give you a chance to think about it here. Take a couple of minutes. Make sure you're confident in what your answers are. But we're looking for two names.
All right, cool. Let's do that.
Sometimes love, always awkward.
Confess Your Crush continues right now.
On the Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
Confess Your Crush is in progress on the Jeff and Jen Show. It is sometimes love and always awkward. Well, Kellyanne called us earlier and said she's got a big old crush on Christian, who runs the landscaping company, who takes care of her yard. So she's ready to confess her crush to him. We've already told him somebody's got a crush, and we're about to get his guesses on who he thinks it might be and who he hopes it is. So the name you are listening for is Kellyanne. So let's pick up Christian here, and Kelly, you can ask him your question.
I know when Jen said somebody's got a crush on you, somebody popped into your head of who you think it might be. So I want to know, who do you think has a crush on you?
I think it's Brittany.
Okay, who's Brittany?
We used to be in school together, and we kind of fell off, but then she reached out to me on Facebook, so yeah, it's probably her.
Okay.
All right, that's the first name.
And now I want to know who you hope it is.
Well, I hope it's Tiffany, because we hang out on a regular basis, and we just have a lot of fun. We're not afraid to be ourselves around each other, and she's just adventurous, man. It's cool.
Are you kind of dating this Tiffany girl?
No. I thought we was just hanging out as friends, but she's cool, man.
You're waiting for her to cross over from the friend zone. You're not gonna you're not gonna make that move. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see if anything just naturally happens.
Okay, Christian, if you are ready, we can find out who's got a crush on you. You ready to go?
Let's bring it on.
All right. Crusher is now back on with us. And Crusher, the floor is yours to confess your crush.
Hi, Christian. This is Kellyanne. And I just wanted to confess my crush on you. I really loved getting to know you over the past couple of months. And I guess I got a big old crush on you. That's the point of this.
So awkward every time.
Okay. Kellyanne,
it's
right?
Shocking,
like
right?
I mow your lawn, right?
Yeah. You do.
Okay. Wow. Well, I appreciate it. I just... Honestly, Kellyanne, I can't afford the types of dates you go on. Like, you're way too rich for me, and women like you don't stay with guys like me.
What was your reason why, again, Christian?
Well, I mean, I've seen this time and time again. Like women like this, they think that I'm like a toy, and then, you know, that I'm fun and all this. We date for a minute, and then it's just like, I don't know. They just think I'm something fun, and then they just move on. I'm not too crazy about this.
I'm sorry if other women have done that, but that's not who I am as a person, and I'm actually insulted a bit.
I get it. It's just, I'm going off of experience here. I've tried it once before, and can we just keep it work-related? Like, I'm down to just keep doing your yard. I think we should keep it work-related.
I mean, I'm so embarrassed right now. I honestly, don't even know what to say. Jeff and Jen... help the girl out.
Well, Kellyanne, I mean, I appreciate that you put yourself out there, but you can imagine if he has tried to date a client before and it didn't go well, then he's kind of jaded on dating clients.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, like, I get it. And now I just feel awkward and weird, and, like, I would not mow my lawn anymore if I were him. So I just, like, but I mean, yeah.
Well, I don't think you should give up so quickly. Like, what do you think makes you different than other clients he's had?
Well, I mean, it sounds like, you know, I'm a decent human being and I actually like a person for a person, but...
I've done this once before, and just from what I've learned, it's not a good idea. It's not something I'm down to repeat, but...
And then if it's a service he provides to a client, then he's got to provide it to your next-door neighbor and your next-door neighbor after that, and your next-door neighbor after that. All the women are going to start lining up.
Ooh, sounds
like,
exhausting.
Yeah. Christian, I heard that you give a little bonus after the landscaping is done. You're going to get a reputation.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just teasing.
I don't know.
Then all of a sudden his phone is just filled with eggplant emojis. And
oh, boy. Here we go.
All right. Well, wow. We'll let you go, okay, Kellyanne? Sorry about that.
No worries, guys.
I would, if I were you, Christian, I would invest in a canteen because I don't think she's going to be bringing you nearly as much water.
Aww.
Okay. I'll see what I can do about that.
Aw, thanks for trying, though.
Bye, Kellyanne.
Bye, guys. Thanks.
Hey, Christian, before we let you go, is there something else there? Like, is she not attractive or...
No, she's cool. She's attractive. I think she's hot. I just don't want to... Since I've already done that once before, I'm trying to learn from a lesson and just not repeat the same mistake. But if we just keep it to work, I don't know. Maybe I'll change my mind. But for now, I just want to see how it goes if we just keep things where they are.
You never know. That Tiffany, she might come out of the friend zone. Then he's definitely not dating any clients.
Yeah, that's true. If that happens, then... I think we're good there.
Work doesn't feel like work when you have a great soundtrack. Turn us on when you get to work and get 10 songs in a row every hour on Star 94.1.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.